some wonderful verses in those psalms. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of children. What do you make of that? I heard somebody say this week, before your children become a quiverful, they're a handful. And maybe there's something to be said for that. Over the last few years, I think the word flourishing has become a word that is very popular. In fact, before I get into this, Hunter, I'm just going to ask if you can start the sermon slides for me. That would be great. Brilliant. Thank you. The word flourishing has become incredibly popular. You hear it, you go around schools or workplaces, governments talk about flourishing. Everyone seems to be searching for, for what it is to flourish, to live well. And that's a good thing. It's good. It's a good ambition, a good aspiration to have for our children, for our workplaces, and for our nation. But I think that the question comes, what does flourishing actually look like? What do we expect? Because I think if you went out and asked 10 different people what human flourishing was, you would get 10 different answers. Some might say happiness, others would say success, others good health, others just the financial security to not worry, or maybe it's achieving your dreams and your goals. And the remarkable thing, I think, about these three Psalms is that they offer us God's definition, God's picture of flourishing. And it's probably not what we expect. Because as we read through those psalms, you will have heard that they're full of tears and they speak of hard work and they acknowledge uncertainty. Yet somehow in the middle of all of that, God's people flourish. They know joy, they experience peace, they discover the blessing of God. And so we're just going to take a moment to walk through these psalms with those ancient pilgrims, asking what they teach us about flourishing. And the first thing I think these Psalms teach us is that flourishing doesn't begin with us. Flourishing doesn't begin with us. It begins with God and with His grace. So before we talk about flourishing, we need to speak about grace. And Psalm 126 teaches us that flourishing begins with God's restoring work. With God's restoring work. It's a beautiful psalm, and it really captures, I think, something of the tension of the Christian life. It begins with these words: "When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed." When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. And then in those opening verses, there is laughter, there is joy. The surrounding nations are looking on at the people of Israel who the psalmist is writing about the return from exile. And the nations look on and say, we never thought that was going to happen. God has done great things for them. And then almost unexpectedly comes verse 4. And verse 4 says, "Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev." Now, isn't that interesting? The Lord has restored them. The Lord has